it, can you? It's theater blood. So I must have, there's a picture, so I must have been from the thing that was lasting 4 days before, and it was one in the middle of the summer holiday. Here in Norway, everybody takes holiday for 1 month, so I don't think there was any people in the building actually. Like on
You got any more videos on this, or anyway, you got like a YouTube channel you can throw up here that we can click on? That way I can save it and look at some of your stuff. Or no, you have a website or anything?
I could actually, no, not for the moment, but
Not really.
no.
'Cause I'd love to see some of it. What if I threw you my email? Could you email me a couple things on it if you have time?
Yeah. Yes, sure.
I'm throwing it in the chat right now. It's ricefoot@gmail.com, right there.
So guys, like, if you guys heard about this Kate
That's my website.
Middleton nurse psyop. Me and Tim was talking about it earlier, but
What is
I'm
it?
not sure exactly what it is. I think I know a little bit about it. It was about these disc jockeys called into the hospital where I don't even know the names of the people. They're like royalty or something. And one of them was pregnant or something. I'm not sure about all the details.
Yeah, it's
But
Dutch case Middleton.
okay. So what was the deal on that?
No, she was in hospital and somebody had to call in to a nurse and she gave out some information and she allegedly killed herself. The whole thing is just a made up story to get attention on the House of Windsor. I think it's fake.
Yeah,
No,
yeah.
no way it can be true. It's just
So this nurse was
whatever.
so distraught about the prank call that she killed herself, allegedly.
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
It's a beautiful
Yeah.
story. No way it's true.
Yeah. It's another fake media event for to get media attention on something that doesn't deserve any attention at all. But
Yeah, we're living
that's
in
that makes sense.
this script. That's
Well,
it.
there were what?
I say we are living in a script. Everything is scripted
Oh
stuff.
yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all this ridiculous shit, man. I mean, it's this British royalty, like, who gives a rat's ass, man? I couldn't
Not
possibly care
me.
less, man. I really
Not
don't, man.
me.
The Queen and all her stupid little dogs and shit. I was like, I don't. It's like, man, there's just no way I
There's
could
actually
possibly
people here
care
that
less.
care about that, Chris. There's people here that actually like talk about that. It's crazy. It's like, why the hell are you even over here in this country, like, even care about that nonsense? Like, Prince William or Prince Harry, whatever the hell their names are, is doing this or doing that. Or it's like, who gives a damn with those? You know what I mean? Like, what does that even have to do with us? Like,
I think
I
if I was to like be somewhere like just by happenstance, and then like the Queen was arriving, and they were doing all the happy horse shit with the bowing and all that stuff, I think I would like lose it, man. I would just like scream out, like, get the fuck out of here with this, Like, what the fuck are you doing,
What if it was like a helicopter landed it and just off stepped the Queen, fucking George Bush, and the Pope?
Oh God.
The whole family is not this anyways.
But people like hey, like, okay, who the hell is she anyway? Okay, she's Queen England, fine, whatever. But does anybody know what the hell she's done for anybody or anything? Or can
This is
she
total
like,
figure. I think they're
can
just
she
total
cook?
figureheads as far as the government goes. I think
Yeah,
government-wise, but I
but what is
think
she good at? I mean, can she cook like a pot roast or what the fuck can she
she
do? I don't
maybe
know.
she could
Like.
suck a fucking. Oh, I don't want to go that vulgar on your show, but maybe she can
I don't know. I mean, can she?
really
I
get
don't know,
down.
man. apparently something like that. Because
I'm over here talking real imagine some people in England hearing me say this about the Queen.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's stuff they don't want to mention in flight company, and then she's really, really good at it.
I'm going to get as mad as vaccinated tonight. Tonight's going to be the last close call for me. They're going to get me.
She is definitely an aristocrat and from a powerful family with a lot of money and power for hundreds of years, I think. So
yeah, it makes me think that they're not as much a figurehead as like our presidents and stuff are like that. I think that they really are some elitist type people, and they get a lot of attention because of it, you know.
Yeah, England has oligarchy, which really rules that country. The king is just a front. It has been like that for 4 or 5 years.
I would study up on like what would be the most insulting thing that I could possibly do in the presence of the queen, and then I would do it.
You're hurting me to laugh right now. Oh, man.
I heard she gets like pissed off easy when you like break protocol.
Yeah, she doesn't like when you like walk up to her and urinate in her face.
Yeah.
I heard she wasn't really cool with that.
You know what mooning is?
Well, if I saw you do that on TV, man, I'd lose it.
That would be probably
right. Maybe the opposite. Maybe she likes it. I don't know.
The point is,
what's that?
She's maybe a kinky old bitch.
Maybe,
the queen
yeah.
The golden showers.
That's the point. You don't know. It's like, you don't know. It's like, who the hell are any of these people? You know?
Other bunch of things that are happening in her mansions, I'm definitely sure.
Yeah. It's certainly crazy. I know that. I mean,
it weren't from me at all. The German, they're from Hanover. They spoke
what
German. The House of Windsor are from Germany. They're the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. They're from Hanover.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they spoke German until in the beginning of the First World War. Then they had to change because they didn't speak a fucking word of English, any of that family. But as they was in war with the Germany, they had to learn the language. That's quite funny, actually.
Yeah, so they're not even who people think that they might be, and then they're it's like I don't know. I really honestly don't get the whole celebrity thing or the I don't know why people fall for that. I really don't understand it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. You know, so that you could have somebody that like doesn't even you got people that don't even know who these people are, don't even know where they're from, don't even know their real lineage, and then like they're supposed to like genuflect and all this other bullshit and kiss the ring and all this other stuff. It's like, man, I really like to know what's really up with that as far as like the psychology that makes people fall for that. Is there just kind of this natural inward thing that makes people want to like worship other people that have 2 feet, you know, that are walking
that,
on their hind legs?
I think it's more like I don't even want to sound sexist on this, but I'm not sexist at all. I'm not racist, but like you know how women are a little more into celebrities than guys are. They watch all those like celebrity shows and stuff. Those are like
mm-hmm.
more of the people over here that I see that are like into the Queen and stuff like that, and they'll talk about these people, and I'll just be like, I won't have a clue what they're talking about, you know? You'd be like, who cares? Like, why are you telling me this? You know? Like, who cares what those people? Those people don't even live in this country. Who cares what they're doing? You know?
Right.
Or like, well, you know,
I mean,
it's a big story if one of them gets hammered on his 21st birthday or something. It's like the dude just turned 21. He got
yeah.
hammered. Okay, that's a new story.
Wow. Yeah, that's a new story, huh? Oh, and then like, okay, they have a lot of money, so there's a lot of rich assholes running around. Like, well, why should I care about any one of any one particular rich asshole over another one. That's kind of like I would ask that question too, you know. And they'll
well,
say,
maybe
oh,
they really
I don't
do have
know.
A lot of power, maybe, you know. Maybe they have, you know. I'm thinking
yeah.
they have more power than our puppet government people do, but I'm thinking they're not, you know, obviously they're not like, you know, the top level Jesuit, the Knights of Malta or something like that, but they're like, they're up there, you know, like these.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. I haven't done a lot of research on this, so, you know, you guys think I'm wrong. I might be totally wrong. I don't know what you guys think. I mean, do you think maybe that's maybe the truth?
They have
think, some power that's real and they're not totally puppets.
I believe that they have probably more power. From what I understand, the Queen of England has more power than actually Parliament, which is probably not saying a whole lot. But, you know, it's probably the case. But then, you know, I think that goes back around to what we're discussing earlier about law. It's, you know, does anybody ask, like, why? Why do they have power? I mean, okay, so, you know, allegedly, you know, they're a figurehead. I guess to the general public, you know, the royal family is like a figurehead, you know, for official purposes, you know, and that they, and the official word is, yeah, the, you know, Parliament is really making the decisions and all that. So, which is just not true, but anyway. But then again, too, like, I would ask the same of Parliament or the Congress or the President or any of it. You know, it's like, why do they have power over me? Why? It's like, okay.
Just because some rich assholes were around earlier than others of us, and you know they were richer than our families, and you know what I mean. That's what, just how it went, you know, and that's how it's always been.
They own the money system and all the central banks, and that's the real power behind it, and the insurance company.
Yeah,
and everything.
It's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And it's run
out
of the city of London, which is a city state, which is not a part of England. It's a sovereign country, and the Lord Mayor in the city of London. The Queen has to bow to him when she comes there. So it's definitely clear that the power is in the City of London. It's not in the House of Windsor, that's for sure.
London might have a lot of power, more than we think.
What?
You know, London might be a lot more powerful than, say, Washington, you know?
Yeah, it's the City of London.
I
they run everything, the banks.
Yeah, I say they run the
banks. It's 180 something banks in the City of London, and it's small, like Washington D.C. square mile, so it's small.
Right.
That's not small. That's not a lot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could go into this and go into like lineages and like where is he descended from, and kind of go back in time. But then, like, okay, you know. What I want to say is, like, okay, what difference, let's say, okay, we live in the here and now, we live in the present day. I would like more people to start asking this question, and that I'm asking right now is, you know, when I got a cop coming up to me, I gotta go before a judge at some point because of this ticket I got, you know, a couple of weeks ago at the wildlife refuge. I gotta go before a federal judge. I want to ask the question. Okay, I'm in your court, judge. Why do you have power over me anyway? What? Who says that you have power over me? Explain yourself. Why am I standing in front of you and you're going to decide whether I'm going to pay such and such amount of money or not? By what fucking authority do you have to sit there and do that? Why? Why doesn't more people ask this question? Okay,
the courts are private.
You know,
the courts are private, and that's the funny thing.
Yeah.
And the Temple Bar has copyrighted all the laws we are under, so it's a private corporation who runs all over the world. through lawyers.
Yeah. So in reality, you're right. It's a bigger fraud than people even know.
No.
But then, right. Like, any way that you break it down, whether they're private or public or all that, you know, we're fed this bullshit that, you know, we live in this democracy, and that somehow, somewhere back in the dusty ancient past, that people collectively got together and decided, oh, we're going to have this form of government that's going to rule over this. Well, you know what? I wasn't there, okay? So I don't know. But I do know that I live here in the present day, and I got these people that insist that they have this authority over me. And my question to them is, why? Why do you have this authority over me? And who gave it to you? When did they give it to you? And why do you have it? Are you smarter? Are you a different species from me? Are you from another planet and you're more powerful, and that you could blow up this planet with a laser beam if we don't do what you say? Why do you have this power? That's the question for the here and now. I mean, I don't give a fuck where they came from, where their lineage is, anything like that, because so what are they saying, that they're not human beings? So if they're human beings, why, as a human being, should they have power or say so over another human being? And,
well, they shouldn't, but you know what they'll say is, they'll say it'd be because they earned it in the past and it's been passed down then generation to generation. That's what people would say, you know.
Let's analyze that for a minute. Like, say they earned it in the past. Like, okay, what did they do to earn it? Did you eat like X amount of cockroaches? Like, and then you've got this
they set up the banks and they set up the religions and they screwed everybody over.
Killed a lot of
people. But I mean, yeah, I want to like go into a discussion with this judge when I go to court. I just want to like here's some legitimate questions. Like, you know, here I am and you're going to decide like, you know, how much money I'm going to pay or whether or not I go to jail. Like, have you ever been asked this question, Judge? I mean, what gives you the authority over me as an individual? We're sitting there with two human beings, you know. And so, like, okay, what is it? So is this this Constitution thing we're talking about? Because, you know, I could point to you X amount of examples showing that this so-called government does not have any regard at all for this so-called Constitution. So that's invalid right there. That's obvious, yeah. Right, at this point in time. I could take the ticket that I got from the officer, and it says that I am not entitled to a jury trial. Well, the Constitution clearly says that I am. And they said they could put me to, like, here it is. Like, they could put me in jail for a Class B misdemeanor for up to a year. No jury trial. No jury trial. Well, what happened to the constitutional government that we're supposed to be living under, that's allegedly giving you this authority? Because somehow a bunch of white men with these powdered wigs and horse shit got together and decided that this country is going to live under X laws, and we're going to call it this Bill of Rights and Constitution.
The whole democracy thing's a lie. The whole goddamn thing. Just like everything else. That whole goddamn thing's a lie. It's been pumped into us since we were in school and little kids, and then put into our brains on TV. We don't live in a democracy. This is more of a dictatorship than a democracy. I don't care what anybody says.
But I go on to YouTube, and then I can look at all these different, what do they call them, free rangers or freemans on the land and free man on the land and all that?
Yeah, I think that's what they call them, freemen.
Yeah, so here's a guy that's like, he's a free man on the land, and he's saying, like, I'm watching this because it's like, I'm telling you, man, YouTube has the content that's on YouTube. I'm just the individual people just slap up there. It's like a million times more interesting than anything some jackass in Hollywood could come up with for a script. I'm telling you, people are fucking crazy, dude. They're fucking nuts, man. And they put up the most interesting shit on YouTube. But this guy was like, this guy was an absolute, I don't want to call him nuts because like that, I think that's too broad of a term. I think like there's so many different, you know, things that are actually insane. But the guy was like, he was totally into the Freeman stuff and all that. And he was like, he was showing all the different documents that he had handwritten and different colored inks and stuff. And he was going to send this to the Treasury. He's going to send this one to Tim Geithner. He's going to send this one. And he's documenting it. He's taking his camera. It was a young guy. He's probably in his 20s and, you know, probably a really smart guy and everything. But I'm just watching his one video after another. And it was like, before I knew it, I was like 2 a.m. I'm like watching this shit. And I was like, just going into his like whole, his whole world and stuff that he kind of constructed that's dealing with this Freeman stuff. But it's like, it's really,
they told us we discovered America. They lie about everything, man.
So it's all this Freeman stuff. So you're going to file like affidavits and have them, you're going to have them notarized, and then you're going to have like a stamp on it. Stamp on it, and then you're gonna like, you know, got the correct postage now, and I got the, and I'm gonna file it off to this thing. And then what are they gonna do with it? They ain't gonna do shit with it, man. They're gonna throw it in the fucking circular file, man. But really, on the flip side, you can say, okay, this kid's nuts, you know. But no, actually, it's the whole entire system that is insane. I mean, it was funny, like, listening and making these different phone calls to these government offices and shit. And it's like, and if you kind of distance yourself and step back and you, like, listen to the conversation, you can, like, either come away with, like, well, this kid's crazy, or the real perspective is like, damn, everybody on this fucking, these fucking calls, these people that are in these government buildings and stuff, they're totally fucking insane, man.
They are under total mind control. The people working there.
Totally mind controlled and insane. They don't know their head from a hole in the ground, and it's wild. I mean, there's so much stuff to, like, take in on that. But, you know, this whole thing with the law, it's like, well,
it's in a link for you, on the law. You can look on it afterwards and see it on the chat here.
You can submit all those different papers, and you can do all that stuff. And yeah, they have all these talks on TalkShoe, you know, about the law and how people have filed these certain actions and stuff to get their bills taken care of, or a foreclosure or something like that, because they went into this other avenue of law to get, you know, what they call remedy and all this stuff. And, you know, so this stuff is interesting. But then, like, if you break it down, really, and you pay close attention to, like, especially where the Freeman will be interacting with the judges and the courts. If you're paying close attention, you'll quickly learn, if you're observing closely, that the whole thing, man, is just absolute bullshit. The law is bullshit. It's the way they speak and stuff like that. It's mind control.
It's legally, it's a kind of a black magic, fake language. It's sick.
Yeah. It is. It's totally like, yeah, and like you were saying, that they wear the robes of Saturnalia with the black robes, black robe priests of Saturnalius, and they're doing mind fuckery on people.
Yep. They monetize sin. That's what they did. They actually earn money on people. So it's an ecclesiastical thing.
Yeah.
They are